about how we exist, and it's not a lot about what makes living things the same. Natural selection, evolutionary change.
Darwinian science was influenced heavily by theology. It was believed that all organisms were created simultaneously by God, and all life forms were unchanging from the moment of their creation. Darwin thought, this can't be.
It was 1831 when the Beagle sailed the sea. On a voyage it sowed the seeds for Darwin's place in history. He docked at Tortoise Island with some cactus by the shore, surrounded by Galapagos creatures they had never seen before. Finches' beaks weren't all the same, so Darwin gave the birds different names. Now back to England with news for the king. The origin of species is a trace of fate. Ha!
And thus Darwinian science was developed. Evolution does occur. Evolutionary change is gradual and driven by natural selection. Every species alive today arose from a single original life form. Everything we have believed to this point is wrong.
On the origin of species, now Victorians be damned. Favorable adaptation, know the livers to adapt. Competing for survival, heals offspring of the strong. The weak don't eat, I guess they don't belong. Evolution is natural, it's theorized, it's factual. To thank all the birds we see playing in the brush. Once we're fed the little dinosaurs, they've grown up so much.
Initially, there was much opposition to Darwin from religious thinkers and some scientists, but it was soon overcome. Evolution was accepted by the middle classes. From so simple a beginning, one of the most important and unifying theories in the history of scientific thought had opened the door to an understanding of the world around us and beyond.
So for 4 billion years now, the tree of life grows on.